Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Brandon, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Brandon, it's obvious the difference between what Joe Biden might do and what President Trump was doing. He can just take a page from the Trump book. So what was the Trump policy and what gave it teeth? What made it work?
Well, so first off, Biden's full of crap. That's just plain and simple. I don't mean to be mean, but that there are so many things that he could do, and he doesn't even need an executive order. Let's just talk about the power that they currently have, even outside of an executive order. All he would have to do is surge immigration judges to the border, surge asylum officers to the border immediately, the moment that they are taken into custody. Hear their asylum claim with an immigration judge. That only takes a couple minutes. If the immigration judge says that they don't have a legitimate claim, they're going to appeal it. Okay, fine. Give them 5 days to appeal it. We have the detention space to hold these individuals for 5 days. They come back, they appeal to right back to the same immigration judge, and then they would be deported. That he could do, and that's not even executive order. That's within the DOJ's power right now. But then let's look at executive order. What he could do by executive order. He could challenge Flores. He could challenge the purpose behind Flores. So Flores was a consent decree, so it's a little bit more difficult to challenge. But when you look at the settlement of that consent decree, what it was all based upon was that children have a right to develop outside of detention facilities. And while most Americans would agree with that, what they do not agree with is that these children then never show up to their court appearances. So all you would have to do is challenge the consent decree and say, look, the purpose of this was this. It's not happening. Therefore, we need to do something different. He could do that. He refuses to do. But then let's talk about the main thing that he could do right now that the Supreme Court has already upheld, and that's remain in Mexico. Everybody that crosses our border illegally, they have a right under our current laws. They have a right to claim asylum, and Trump didn't take that right away. Trump allowed them to claim asylum, but what he did that was so effective, he said, okay, fine, claim asylum, but you're not going to be in the United States pending those proceedings. You're going to wait in Mexico, and then once your docket comes up, I'll parole you in. You'll stay in custody. You'll go before an immigration judge. An immigration judge will hear your case. We know that that's not going to go well, and that's why people stop coming. As long as they know that they're not going to be released into the United States, they're going to stop coming. And that's why I say that dude, he's so full of it, it's not even funny. There are so many authorities that he has, he just refuses to do it.
Well, Brandon, I'd like to have you for an hour here because you got to sweat. You got to lather here in Philadelphia with it. I can imagine how difficult it is. Have the numbers decreased at all with all this maneuvering? Because he wants to paper this over for a while. Or are they still surging?
No, they're still surging. So when we talk about a decrease in numbers, you know, that's all relative. The numbers are still four times higher than what they were under Obama, than what they were under Trump. I mean, if you're going to compare them to December of last year, yeah, the numbers have decreased from December of last year. But that's when they were at record, all-time highs that we'd never seen before. But these still 4,000 apprehensions per day, getting close to 5,000 apprehensions per day. That is still five times higher than we had ever seen it in any history that since I've been in the Border Patrol, or the any history of the Border Patrol. So yeah, the numbers are still way, way higher than what they should be. They're way, way higher than what they can be. And it's all driven upon policy.
Brandon, a point for you with what you said about those numbers. The one time that I was there in El Paso and went out with Border Patrol, it was unbelievable, the job that they do. Only five people were apprehended that day, and that's not because they weren't trying. That's because of how they had El Paso at that point in time locked down. It was a few years back, so it's doable. Only five, and that's a pretty big corridor. So when you hear 4,000 and 5,000 apprehended, that's just staggering. I mean, the little jail they had there might have been able to hold 10 to 12 people. So, you know, what do you do?
Well, that's the problem that we face right now. If you were to go out on the border with me today, we would drive along the border and you just wouldn't see any of us out there. None of our Border Patrol agents are out there because we're all performing administrative duties. You got to remember that the entire Southwest border, 2,000 miles of Southwest border, on a normal day, we should only have around 1,000 apprehensions. Anything over 1,000 then overwhelms our resources. We have 1,000 apprehensions in the El Paso sector alone,
wow,
in the Tucson sector alone, in the San Diego sector alone. In those sectors alone, we're dealing with 1,000 apprehensions, and those sectors only cover around 200 miles of border. So, yeah, you're looking at 2,000 miles of border where we should be having around 1,000 apprehensions, whereas we're having 1,000 apprehensions in multiple sectors. So, yeah, you know, you and I can drive along the border, and we just won't see any of our agents because our agents are doing administrative duties. They're not patrolling they're supposed to be doing.
We're talking with Brandon Judd. For listeners, parting question for you. What's your sense, particularly maybe it's Arizona more than the border in Texas, but we're seeing people from both China, from people in Africa and these other countries. I mean, what's driving that, or what's their mechanism? What's the train that gets them there? These are pretty big numbers.
So when I joined the Border Patrol 25 years ago, well, 26 and a half years ago, back in 1997, we were dealing with cartels that only operated within Mexico. That's it. Mm-hmm. These are now transnational criminal organizations.
Ah, okay.
They operate throughout the entire world. So they facilitate all of this illegal immigration that we're seeing today, and it's all driven upon our policies. So whereas back in 1997, even under the Bush administration, you know, we were dealing with people from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, you know, mainly from those countries. Now we're dealing with people from 161 countries.
Wow.
And what's important to know about that is the United Nations only identifies 195 countries. So we're dealing with people from 161, and it's not just a trickle. We're dealing with large numbers. Look at the Chinese nationals right now. These are military-aged men that are coming from China. We know that China is our adversary. We know that China wants to overthrow our government. And we're allowing large numbers of military-aged men from China into our country every single day. That's a very scary aspect of border security.
Absolutely. Brandon, thank you so much. As you know, hopefully better times are coming in November. And the president, as you said, has every power in the world. You really delineated exactly what could be done. Brandon, thank you.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.